Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe Nesh on Live 95.
Sleeping Beauty is the panto at University Concert Hall in Limerick this year. Well underway already. And with me in the studio, I have Esther Brady, who is Princess Beauty, and Miles Breen, who's Noni, of course, and Richie Hayes. There is Muddles and about 40 other things, as I remember every time I see you in the panto. Richie does it. There's loads
involved. Everywhere.
So how's it going for you so far?
I'm having an absolute ball. This is my second time in Limerick doing the panto here at UCH, and I'm having an absolute ball. It's absolute magic on the stage. The kids have been adoring it. We just finished the school shows, and just seeing their faces light up when we're on the stage and hearing them scream and shout and getting so involved in the panto, it's magic. It's great.
I think the school shows is a great way to kick it off, isn't it? Get into the atmosphere of it.
Yes and no.
The decibel level is a bit high.
I'm sure, like, I'll have to go for a hearing test. The reaction from the schools, they're so enthusiastic and they're so with us and the story. They're so very vocal about who they like and who they hate. I don't do too bad, nor does Richie, nor does Esther, but poor Ruth, who's playing Maleficent. the roof just lifts every time she comes on the stage. I'm surprised her ears aren't bleeding, in fairness. But it's
the only problem with the school show is they start at 10 a.m.
Yes, yes.
You ask most performers, they don't get into the entertainment industry to get up early.
No.
In fact, it's 11:15. It's quite early for you guys. I know that.
We have a bone to pick with you about that, because we had our opening act last night.
It's when we're on the air, guys. and Noni is your character.
Noni this year. How can I describe Noni? She's a housekeeper. She's a nanny. She's a personal assistant. She also has a very magical secret, which I won't let you in on. No spoilers here today. So very complicated character.
And Muddles?
Muddles is just keeps turning up at the stage door. I think gets a new name. And no, seriously, we have a ball there. And as I said, myself and Miles now 11 years kind of doing the duo thing. And it's just great fun. You know, I know kind of what he's going to do, and he kind of knows what I'm going to do.
Yeah, we're a well-oiled machine now.
Yeah. So I just know what way he's going to go by his movement or what way he look, you know.
So there's a lot of improv, is there?
Improv to, you know, to a certain extent. Yeah. You know, it's a very technical show. So many sound cues, lighting cues, and it's all programmed computers running the show. But, like, we have to stick to those key words and obviously for those cues to kick in.
Right, I see.
But there'll be opportunities where, like, for instance, we were doing the school shows, and Noni always goes looking for her man in the audience. But we had a few problems that there was no male teachers down near the front.
Yeah. I was like looking for a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. I just think they're getting used to what Noni can do, so they hide up the back.
Yes, they do tend to.
And it could be a time where we might forget something or try to say something and it goes wrong, you'll have a giggle, and if an audience member reacts slightly different or something like that, you might go with that moment. Yeah. But you'll always bring it back to the plot and the storyline and the track that we're on.
But I mean, from your point of view, Esther, you're the star, aren't you?
The star!
Title role.
You're like, no, sorry,
of course. Everyone must say. It must be universal love for you, isn't it?
It's, you know what? It's really beautiful when you see even the little girls just looking at you in the princess dress. And we had a few little meet and greets last night after opening night. And it was just so lovely to get the reaction that I do when you're kind of in this big princess gown, and it feels very special. I think it makes a big impact on the on the little ones.
She's living the high life at the moment. She's gone from working with Oscar actresses.
Tell me about that.
I made my film debut.
Lovely.
No, you see me in the Miracle Club with Maggie Smith and Kathy Bates.
Oh yes,
yeah.
She's in that.
Are you really?
Yeah. I didn't know until Richie's I was watching. She went, Esther.
And now she's here with us. Right. Showbiz.
Back home.
Aren't you lucky?
The diva level has gone
blessed.
Up.
Absolutely. That must have been an amazing experience, wasn't it?
Really? It was incredible, yeah. It was such big actresses and actors, and it was just like, yeah, it was really fun.
Okay, I'm going to take a short break. We'll chat a little bit more. It is Sleeping Beauty at University Concert Hall. And just to tell you that, luckily, there's loads of opportunities to see it, both matinee and evening shows, because it is running until the middle of January, and we'll tell you a bit more about that too after a short break. Okay, we're talking about Sleeping Beauty, the Panto at University Concert Hall, and we're delighted to have Richie Hayes, Miles Breen and Esther Brady with me in the studio. So as I said, this is some run. I mean, this runs until the 14th of January, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it's great. And because I think after the show, we mentioned the words of the COVID, and we did a mini panto, we did a recorded panto, and there was that worry that audiences had got out of the habit of coming back to the theatre. But last year, Peter Pan sold out really, really quickly, and a huge response. And so UCH and Robert C. Kelly decided, obviously, there's an appetite for it. People want live theatre. So we're extended now. We're doing an extra week to the 14th. Which is like, I mean, a tribute to all the production crew, all the cast, and that, you know, the work we put on is popular and is appreciated. So still seats available, but limited. So I would get on now, like, even though we're running an extra week.
Yeah, fantastic. And Esther, you only get a couple of days. You get Christmas Eve.
And Christmas Day off, yeah.
Right.
And right back down Stevens's Day for a matinee show.
So you'll head home, will you?
I'll head home, yeah, and then come back down on Stevens's Day.
And what about you, Richie?
Yeah, as I said, getting Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off, I'm just immune to it now, and as in, like, it's just part of Christmas for us. I always find getting that euphoria running out of the theatre to go back to it's just because we're away from home.
Of
that.
Course.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Literally driving home for Christmas is just a great feeling. So we kind of all have a different kind of routine over Christmas to the ordinary folk who would work in the 9 to 5, who are not working basically for Christmas, and but it's just, yeah, we don't know it any other way. And
I sort of like it though, because you don't get too caught up in the whole the hype. So you enjoy those 2 days because it's like you haven't been sort of run around. Well, I have to run around the shops today, actually.
But, someone has to,
But you sort of, you treasure a bit more because it's only those 2 days, and you sort of, and spending them with family is really, really important.
But you're also part of other people's Christmas, because most, as I always say it, panto becomes a tradition for our families, and the parents buy the tickets, and the grandparents start, you know, and it's their Christmas thing, and that has very much taken place here in Limerick now as well with UCH Panto.
But isn't it a lovely thing to bring joy for a living?
Yeah.
Which is what you do with the panto. Yeah. Isn't it?
You may not have seen all my performances, in fairness.
No better. Miles, you're really, really brilliant at it. It's fantastic to see it. Esther, do you know what you're doing in 2024 once the panto run is over? Do you have projects lined up and that kind of thing?
At the moment, I have no plan. But things just happen. I go where the wind takes me, and, you know, everything always ends up falling into place. So I'll just start looking for more work and more performing jobs and keep the ball rolling.
I go back cruising in February. I perform on cruise lines around the world, so I'm Moray in the Caribbean in February. Got my show in the Theatre Isle in the 29th of March in Waterford with the live band and that. Then I'm taking a slight change of plan. I'm running for City Council in Waterford.
Are you really?
Yeah. I'm running
in
Waterford.
Down in Waterford, which is your hometown, Patrick Horse.
Yeah. I was approached by Fine Gael earlier this year, asked would I be interested in doing it. And as I said, I don't live in Florida anymore. I'm back in Waterford the last 3 years. And they approached me and said, look, we have a profile. We think you'd do really well at this. So I was selected as the candidate. So I'm in Tramore, Waterford West.
And if you get elected, does that mean, will you still be doing panto with us next year?
It's thankfully, and that was part of the thinking process, is that if I was... Yeah. If, please God, when I successfully elected in June, it's kind of a, I won't say kind of, but it is a part time. There is councillors that have their regular job as well.
So
I would be. Right.
Leave me alone, Richie.
So as I said, if I do get elected, panto will continue.
Right. That's going to be very interesting next year. And for you?
A project very close to my heart, The Creative Show, which is a partnership between Limerick Youth Theatre and Avista. Their clients are adults with special needs, so I'm supposed to be writing a play for them that will be going on in April next year. So I start rehearsals for that literally the minute this finishes, so I'll be back with all the gang. So hello to all the lads from Avista.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thank you very much the three of you for coming in this morning. I know it's a very busy time. We really do appreciate it. And we at Live 95 are delighted to be media partners again for the UCH Panto, which is Sleeping Beauty. And you can check out the tickets, uch.ie. Still a few left, running until the 14th of January. Thanks so much to Richie Hayes, to Miles Breen, and to Esther Brady. Happy Christmas.
Your views, your news, your Limerick Today with Joe.